Hey there, hi there, how y'all doing? Okay, so today I've got a couple little things I want to talk about. First of all, you know, I got a message from a guy, and you know, I always find it humorous when a guy who's never been to Thailand has all these he has these preconceived thoughts of the country because of what the media has said or presented as facts, and because of what people say on internet forums and that kind of thing. But let me tell you something, and you know, listen, you don't have to believe me, but I've been here 20 years. I do know a thing or two. I mean, you know, I've had a few experiences here, I dare say that I know a little bit about what's going on, more than some guy who's never been here. But you know, anytime I do a list, a list like, for instance, 14 golden rules plus two that I just did the other day. Anytime I do a list, there's always somebody who comes along and says, this is my list. I did a list too. Well, here's the thing, you see. It's my channel. And while, you know, I appreciate taking a look at your list, I never said, and contrary to what some people think, I never said I was the expert, the guru, the know-it-all in Thailand. I never said that. Never. Okay? People somehow have just said that, hey, dude, you know, you know what you're doing, man. You know your shit, man. You're an expert. Okay. Well, maybe I am. I don't know. But you don't hear me saying those words because I don't profess to be a know-it-all. All right? However, when it comes to somebody who has never been here, I dare say I know a hell of a lot more than they do. Now, I got a message from a guy who, he wrote me and he said, all of what you, this, I usually get this first sentence from people who have never been here because they don't understand that while their sentence may be true, that common sense is something that, for whatever reason, men seem to forget when they come to Thailand and they're dealing with pussy. Okay? All of what you have said is common sense, and most guys don't think that way. They are idiots. Well, I don't disagree with that. I have not been to Thailand yet, but I plan to retire there for 6 months of the year. I will be like a kid in a candy store when I first arrive, but I will be thinking with the big head, and no way will some Thai gal hustle me out of my retirement savings. Yeah, right. Okay. You've never been here before. Now, I don't doubt that. Listen, I mean, I was of the opinion that my money came to me very hard-earned. It was a fucking grind. Every bit of money that I got, it was a grind. It wasn't like I just made $200,000 and, woohoo, yeah, baby, let's party. Easy money. No. It was a grind. I socked it away. I saved it. I put it away. Ugh. And I value my money. And I'm not a cheap fucker by any means, but I do value my money. And I'll be damned if some woman is going to get every penny that I have and leave me with nothing, a la Ted in My Thai Girl, Thai Wife Scams, or whatever the fuck that video is called. It ain't going to happen because I will not put myself in that kind of a negative position. So this guy says, you know, I'll be thinking with the big head, and no way will some Thai gal hustle me out of my retirement savings. I hope this is true. I don't necessarily believe it 100%, since you've never been here and you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But, you know, okay. So then he goes on to write, I think your number one rule should be do not under any circumstance get involved with drugs. Do not use them. Do not buy them and do not sell them. A Thailand jail is one of the most unpleasant places on earth, and certain drug convictions give the death penalty, something you would actually ask for after living 2 years in a Thai prison. So I wrote this guy back. You have never been to Thailand but plan on retiring here. Where's the common sense in this? The one positive is that your move is part-time. No recon, no trial period, nothing. Just move to Thailand. Good luck. You've never been in Thailand, nor have you been in a Thai jail, and yet you know it's one of the most unpleasant places on earth. And you know this from reading books, the media. I've been in two prisons here and several times as a journalist. Both men and women's prisons. Actually, I think I was in two different women's prisons, and I was in one men's prison, and that men's prison. No jail or prison is pleasant. Now, I've been in jail in the United States. I got into a fight when I was about 20 years old, and I got thrown in jail for the weekend. That wasn't very pleasant, and that was the L.A. County Jail. And let me tell you that the amount of shit that I got in the L.A. County Jail was enough to make me believe that jail sucked, okay? I didn't like it one bit, and I was extremely happy when I got out. So it pays to stay out of them, but for some, Thai prisons are nowhere near the same as what is portrayed in the media or in movies. I've been in the living quarters of prisoners, in the common areas, in various other places, and there are far, far worse prisons in the world than a Thai jail. And a little cash here goes a long way in terms of comfort. Listen, if you got some cash, I mean on a regular basis, coming in, going on the books, you generally will not have as hard of a time as some poor guy who doesn't have a pot to piss in, okay? Let's see here. There are far more extremely intelligent men than you think who get taken here. However, intelligence and common sense are clearly not the same. You know, I've been having guys contact with one guy in particular. Oh, dude, you know, it's like this is the constant theme here. Yeah, okay, well, you know, what do you want me to do about it? These are the guys who are writing me in. And while I do post other types of videos, don't bitch to me if this is the kind of stories that guys are sending in. Because obviously this is something that's prevalent in the country. All right? But okay, I mean, I understand that, you know, it gets a little redundant. Never putting yourself in a disadvantageous position is one way to never get ripped off. If it's going to hurt or even sting financially, why do it? And this is where people get into a lot of trouble. I'm going to buy this big house. It's $100,000, and they got $105,000 in the bank. And they figure everything will be all right because they'll have their house and have a little farm or whatever. And then they're fucked. Not very bright. As far as the drugs, why should I... This really irritated me, okay? His thinking that, and his proposing that I should make the number one rule, do not under any circumstances get involved with drugs. As far as the drugs, why should I have to make it a rule that people should not break the law? Think about this. I don't have to make a rule telling people not to rob or steal or kill. So telling people not to do drugs is somewhat redundant, in my opinion. Now, here's the other thing. If you're going to do drugs, most guys who do drugs, if they're going to a foreign country, they ought to be smart enough to figure out what the laws are, whether it's legal in the country, like, for instance, with marijuana. Can you smoke dope in Thailand? No, you can't legally do so. Not yet, at least. I gotta drink some water here. Oof. You know, this is the thing. When you go, if I'm gonna go to Ghana and I'm a big weed smoker and I think, man, I'm gonna want to smoke some dope there. I think that I would be smart enough to check out what are the laws in Ghana on marijuana usage, being caught with a couple of joints. So I don't feel the need to tell somebody, don't break the law. If you're so stupid, so foolish, and so unmotivated to check what certain laws are in a country that you're going to visit or live, then you deserve everything that you get. It's as simple as that. So now the guy writes back to me, "Nice way to jump down my throat and rip me apart. I did not say anything offensive or rude, nor did I call you names and the like. Your golden list," it's actually my golden rules, "was just a rehash of an older video you posted, but with a few more details." Maybe so, but, you know, what does that have to do with your bullshit statements? Okay, first of all, I didn't jump down your throat. I stated that what you're saying is horse shit. And that you preach about common sense, and yet you're going to move to the country without ever being here, and you don't know shit about it. At least you think you know something about it, but you really don't know shit. And this is the thing. Oh, I know, you know, listen, I know about the Congo, but I've never been there. Would I just decide to move there? No. Would I go there on a temporary basis for a month or two? Yes, I would. And then what I would do is I'd make sure of it. If I had to change my ticket to leave after a week, I would be able to do so. Okay, let's see here. You've been in two prisons as a journalist, you say. Yeah, but not as a prisoner. Money makes a Thai jail not so bad. That's if you have money that has not been stripped away, confiscated by the police. Now, I'm not saying that people don't get money, they don't get money taken from them by police or others, or they are not forced to give payouts. However, money is put onto a book in the prison system. It's put onto a book. You don't actually have the cash. So it's not like you can just give a prison guard, you know, a roll of cash. It's not quite that simple. Okay? And also, my statement is that really, a smart guard is not going to hit somebody up and take their money. A smart guard is going to ask for X amount of dollars every week and bleed that person continuously so that they get a long-term payout as opposed to a one-shot deal. That's how it works. I was not bad-mouthing your video advice, but just adding my own view to it. And yes, there are lots of stupid Westerners that just don't get the clue that drugs and consequently drug convictions are very serious in Thailand. In Canada, you can be busted for a grow-op and you will get a slap on the wrist. Get caught with a bag of weed in Thailand and you are in serious shit. I seriously think you overreacted to my constructive criticism and need to save face with me and man up. Get the fuck out of here. Save face with you, you fucking dummy? I mean, listen, you know, I talked to my mother today, and my mother said I should be a little nicer, that I'm swearing a little bit too much again, and I should be nicer to those who write me and not give them so much poo-poo. However, I think in this case, this guy's saying I need to save face. Listen, I'm not Thai. I don't have to save face, okay? I don't give a shit. And as far as manning up, listen, you pussy. I don't need to man up, okay? Because what I said was correct. And the fact that you have a problem with me saying that I don't think that people should be, that what I think is that people should be smart enough to understand that if it is illegal in the country to do something, whether it's smoke weed, rob from somebody, or whatever it might be, you might not want to do it. You might want to be smart enough to figure out that, hey, this is illegal. It's illegal for me to chew gum and spit on the ground in Singapore because I might get caned. It's illegal for me to spray paint a car or a building in Singapore because they might whip my ass with a rattan cane. You see, to me, that's common sense. So in Thailand, if it is illegal, which it is, to smoke marijuana, to use a big fatty and be caught, if you are caught, you go to jail, I would think that I don't have to make that a golden rule. I mean, really, is it a golden rule? I don't think so. Right, that's my opinion. And since it's my channel, And since I'm the so-called expert, your criticism carries very little weight with me. And the fact that you say I need to man up just makes me tell you, it makes me want to tell you to fucking go stick an iron rod up your ass. Okay? Sorry, Mom. But, you know, I couldn't help myself. So I wrote back to this guy, of course. Telling you the truth deserves no apologies, and in no way did I rip you apart. If this guy thinks I ripped him apart, he needs to listen to more of my videos, because he's a fucking dummy. Really. Hey, you dummy. If he really truly believes that, I mean, first of all, he needs to get some thicker skin. Because in no way do I think that I ripped this guy apart. All I did was say that I don't believe what he said is true. And he doesn't like that. Let's see here. In no way did I rip you apart, period. So let's not get over dramatic. For those who wish to use drugs, and for the record, I used them when I was a young lad, and I am not against their use. It pays to know whether or not it is illegal to use them, no matter the country. Seeing that they are illegal in Thailand, there is no reason for me to state the obvious as a golden rule. Seeing that I'm the person who made the video, and this is my channel, I choose the rules I see fit, but thanks for your critique. Money confiscated by the Thai guards, the money is deposited into a prison account, and while guards may receive payoffs, they generally do not confiscate people's money. I already went into this. Generally, people stop sending cash when their prisoners don't get it. There are a lot of stupid people out there, but if they're so stupid that they think they can come to Thailand and break the law, then they deserve everything they can get. I also said that, but, you know, I mean, it's the truth. All this BS aside, think about something. You've never been to Thailand, and you think you should criticize my rules. You've never been here, and I've lived here for 20-plus years, which I don't usually say that, because while it carries some weight, it's not everything. And yet you think you're providing constructive criticism. How is criticism constructive when all you have is secondhand knowledge? You see anything wrong with this equation? If I were a Formula One driver or pro boxer, sports you never had anything to do with, would you then tell me how to drive or provide strategy for me against an opponent? Or does providing criticism in an area you have very little or zero knowledge about sound a tad bit presumptuous? By the way, despite the fear of harsh sentencing here, numerous pot smokers are freed after paying a fine. This is the truth. No jail. They may be in jail for a couple of days, a holding cell or something. No 15-year sentences, just a somewhat hefty fine. This doesn't mean I recommend getting caught. Of course, you don't know this, do you? So, you know, I haven't heard back from the guy. I have a feeling, you know, I may have lost him as a subscriber, but really, you know, whatever. I can't please everybody, and I'm not going to just bullshit and let people post whatever they want as the truth. If I think that it's not the truth, I will call them on it, just like I expect people to call me on stuff. Okay, whatever. Now, speaking of the 14 rules and plus two, there's a guy here who, you know, he had to post his, here's my top 14. Most important, don't get too drunk. Easiest way to get yourself fucked up and in trouble. Well, again, you know what? Again, first of all, I don't drink, and not everybody drinks. Not everybody drinks and gets inebriated, so I don't see that I felt the need for this rule, but whatever. Don't fall in love, only have a short time, never a long time. Some girls are hard to get rid of. Don't give them any more money than you have to. Her mother is not sick. She doesn't need money in her phone, and the water buffalo back on her farm has not sprung a leak. Never, ever invest money there. Don't believe a single word that comes out of her mouth. Your bar girl is not different from the others. You can't change her. She just wants to suck a cock, and she's probably got 10 other boyfriends sponsoring her. Stay away from ladyboys. They are trouble. Always discuss the price of any money transaction first. Never feel sorry for the girls. I've never met one yet that thinks she's a victim. They make more money than the average American businessman. Stay off motorbikes. Number 12, don't take drugs. 13, stay humble. 14, set yourself up so you can just pack up and leave that day just in case the shit hits the fan. So I wrote back to the guy, of course. I prefer my own golden rules, which is why I made a video of them. If you want to make a video of your own fucking rules, then do it on your own channel. Okay? It's very simple. Now, this is what I wrote back to him. Most of the working girls do not make more than the average businessman. This is pure bullshit. Only the top tier girls are making, you know, $3,000 plus $100,000, $150,000 baht a month. You don't have many girls who are just dirty little farm girls who are sitting in the beer bars every day that are pulling in 50 or 100,000 baht a month. And frankly, 100,000 baht is not very much. It's only $3,000. And I would hope, as an American businessman, that I'm at least making 5,000 or 6,000, upwards to a good 10,000 at least per month. So there are not many women that are earning this much. And, you know, while it's they don't pity themselves. They don't want your pity. That, you know, that much is true. Okay. So I don't, I don't believe in that. Okay. Let's see here. Don't believe a single word that comes out of her mouth. Well, you know. okay. Yeah. Where was it that I thought here? Oh, never feel sorry. I've never met one of the girls who thinks she's a victim that makes more money than the average business. That's complete bullshit, all right? Very few girls have five guys or even three guys sending them money. Some of them do, yes, but definitely not all of them. And usually it's only the better looking ones and the ones who want to hustle a little. Now, he says, don't fall in love. And I, you know, again, don't fall in love, really? Well, you know, these 14 rules are not necessarily geared only towards bar girls. So, you know, if you live here, there's absolutely no reason why you can't fall in love with a woman. Why not? I mean, you know, there's no reason. The only thing that I'm saying is that, you know, prepare yourself. Know what you're getting into. Because if you don't know what you're getting yourself into, you might find yourself having some situations that are uncomfortable or painful. So there's absolutely no reason why you can't fall in love with a decent girl here. Now, again, falling in love with a prostitute isn't the brightest move. Now, I had a guy write me, I got many friends who have prostitute girlfriends and wives. Okay, good for him. My thinking, excuse me for trying to think a little bit higher up on the social ladder, my thinking is that there's no reason why you cannot find a decent girl who isn't opening her piss flaps for cock for money. Okay? Think about it as bluntly as possible. These girls who are working in bars are getting come in and come on by guys from all over the world. You don't know where these guys are from. You don't know where their cocks have been. So you, in essence, are sleeping with those guys and everyone that they've slept with. And the girls tend not to be girls who are going to medical school. They tend to be a little less educated, a little farther down in society. Now, you know, that's okay. It doesn't mean they're not decent women or nice people. It definitely doesn't mean that. But if you're going to get involved with a prostitute, I would say you better know the scene, you better know what the fuck you're doing, you ought to know the language, and you ought to know how to deal with Thai women, especially prostitutes. It's simple as that. If you know all those things, there's absolutely no reason why you can't hook up with one. If you're a strong man, you know how to keep her in check, you won't put up with any bullshit from her. You know, I mean, it's very simple. Okay, he says not to go on long times. You only have short times. Now, I got to say that a lot of times there have been women that I went with. I didn't want them to be with me for the long time. So we were done. I said, okay, bye-bye, honey. See you later. Or maybe they were like, hey, I got to go. I got something to do. I want to leave. I want to get out of here. Okay, go. Get out of here. Fine. But that doesn't mean that you can't go on a long time. I mean, it's like, come on. Where do you come up with this horse shit? All you have to do, here's the thing, men. I mean, you know, I may sound like a prick sometimes, and maybe I am sometimes. But I'll tell you one thing that I am. I'm strong enough to stand up to a woman and say no. I'm strong enough to be able to stand up to a woman and say, you need to go now. I don't have a problem doing that. And I'm not a prick to them. And I mean, you know, listen, there are things that my wife does and I'll say, no, this is unacceptable. I don't like it. I don't want it. We're not going to do that. Okay, you understand? Yes, okay. But then on the other hand, she'll come to me and say, I don't like it when you do this. Can you stop that, please? Or don't say that. Or don't be this way. Okay, you know, we work it out. But, you know, we're married. I'm not talking about a relationship with some whore. If you're in a relationship with a whore, if you say leave, she needs to leave. Simple. I don't give a... If she's, I'm tired, I'm hungover, get the fuck out. You need to leave. I gotta go. I got shit to do. This is my house. I'm important. And guess what? You got paid, I got laid, and you're fucking out of here. Okay, he also says, never discuss the price of a transaction discuss the price of the transaction before taking them. Now, this either way works, because there have been times when I know that many men, they make it a point to always talk money beforehand, or they don't talk money. For me, the way that I did it is I knew the going rate. And I had a good idea. If the girl is extremely hot, she's going to get extra as opposed to a girl who's working in a beer bar, early afternoon. Maybe she gets 1,000 baht or 1,500 baht for a short time. As opposed to a go-go dancer who maybe she's going to want 2,500 or 3,000 for a short time. Or maybe she'll want 3,000 for a long time, 2,000 for a short time. Okay, back when I was really involved in the game, it wasn't that much. It was 1,000 baht short time, 1,500 long time, and then some of the go-go dancers were asking for 2,000 long time, 2,500 long time. And if they asked for 3,000, they better be hot as shit. Now, that price slowly rose over the years, it's fairly stable, but, it depends on the girl. Listen, Don King once said, it's not about how much you think the price should be. It's about what you can negotiate. Okay? So, for me, I never really discussed the transaction unless a girl brought it up. If the girl brought it up, I would say, well, what are you thinking? And if she's, 5,000. 5,000? No, honey, I'm sorry. You know, I'll give you 2. Can you give me 3? No, I can't give you 3. I'll give you 2. Okay, that's fine. And then I give them 2, and maybe if they were good, I'd give them a 500 baht tip. So, you know, I don't necessarily subscribe to his thinking. Then he says, don't ever invest here. Well, there are a large number of people who have invested here, and they've done fairly well. People who, they flip houses, they flip condos. While I don't make it a point to invest very often, I have invested. Actually, I wrote that I invested in 2 things here. One was a long, like a 3-year CD, and I got excellent interest at the very beginning when I came over here. And I had a little chunk of money socked away in it, and I made, I don't remember what the percentage, but it was quite high. Now it's only like 0.5% or 1%, 1.5%. Back then it was 10%, 15%, depending on how long you and how much money you put in. Also, I did invest once with my wife in stock. And we sold the stock in a couple of months. It was only a couple, like 3 months. And we doubled our money. Okay? And it was like a 20,000 baht investment. Now, that's not very much money. But still, we invested, we made money. And then we have also invested in some other things that my wife was involved with in her village, and I don't feel like getting into it, but 3 out of the 4 times we made money, and we made quite a bit of money. I mean, it took 2 years, and we made about, 90,000 baht on one deal. And then another time, I think it was 3 years, and we made 120,000 baht. And then another time we lost something like 30,000 or 40,000, and then another time we made like 50,000. It wasn't all that much. So if you're smart about things and you are very, very cautious, there are opportunities to make money here, but you need to be very careful and you need to know what the fuck you're doing. I mean, you know. Okay, so let's see here. What else did this guy say? There was one other thing. Your bar girl is not different from the others. You can't change her. She just wants to suck cock, and she's probably got 10 other boyfriends sponsoring her. Well, all of that is true, except for the fact that most Thai girls, like I said, they don't have 10 other boyfriends sponsoring them. They may be banging 10 other guys regularly, but that's not to say that these guys are giving them money, a stipend every month, okay? Let's see here. Just set yourself up so that you can pack up and leave that day just in case the shit hits the fan. Spoken like a true single guy. The reason I say that is because, I don't want to live that way. Now, could I do it? Yes, I could. I could just throw my stuff in a bag. I know what's important to me, and I could split. But do I want to do it? Hell no. If you're a single guy and all you got is clothes and maybe a camera and a laptop or something, and you're living in some little studio apartment, then it's easy. But if you're like me, who's got, I've got, you know, what do I got? We got two beds, we got a sofa, we got chairs, we got dressers, we got cabinets, we got air conditioning unit, that, you know, that's ours. What else do we got? We got all kinds of stuff. We got dishes. You know, we got knickknacks, we got radios, we got clocks, we got, you know, laundry stuff. I mean, you know, it's like if you live here for a while, you're going to accumulate some stuff. And the only reason that the shit usually will hit the fan is if you do something wrong. If you don't do anything wrong, and you just lead a very low-profile, mellow life, and you're not breaking the law, you're not a dope peddler, or you're not smuggling weed or something, or whatever it is, heroin, then, I mean, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Most of the time, Thais are not just looking to get you, okay? That's not how it works. If an opportunity presents it to the right person, or to the wrong person, however you want to look at it, then they may take advantage of you, of course. But, you know, that's not to say that that's what they're trying to do, okay? So I think that this is something to think about. I get a lot of messages from guys who they seem, I don't know. I mean, you know, like I've said this in the past couple of podcasts, but, you know, I live here. This is my home. This is not a place where I just, where I'm like, oh, wow, man, let's go check this out, man. Hey, man, this is cool. I've never seen this before. That kind of shit, I've already done all that shit. I'm at a different stage. I'm at a different point in my time in the country. Okay? I'm not somebody who's been here for 6 months or a year. I'm not somebody who's come 10 times and visited and now I want to move to the country. I'm at a different stage in my time in the country. And for me, if you lead a straightforward, mellow, decent life where you don't break the law, you don't infringe upon others' rights, generally you will have very few problems. Now, if you're going to bars and you're getting shit-faced drunk and picking fights with people, pulling bar girls and then refusing to pay them or getting into hassles with taxi drivers over 10 baht and that sort of thing, you're gonna have problems. I mean, and this guy did say, don't get too drunk. Well, you know, I don't drink. And I know there's a lot of people that I know, they don't drink also, or if they drink, they drink a little bit. I got a buddy who drinks, and basically what he does is he comes home, he has one drink every night, and that's all he drinks. He doesn't go out and go party. He doesn't get shit-faced drunk. Maybe that comes with age. Maybe I am, I'm an old fuck now. I mean, I'm 53, and when I came here, I was just turned 33. I had been 33 for a month. And, you know, I had come to the country several times, and I had partied my ass off, and I had been drunk many times. And the a couple of the times that I did have problems were either because of somebody drunk or because, well, I don't think they were ever because I was drunk, because I never really got shit-faced. And if I did, I was in my own world, and I didn't give a fuck about anybody else, and I wasn't into I'm not somebody who's a mean drunk trying to cause problems with everybody. So, you know, these are a few things to think about. But for the guys who haven't come here yet, I don't know. I think that if you are, it's you're just taking your information from books, from the internet, from just people like me telling you, or from people who don't know shit. You're just going on some forum and people are trying to tell you things. Yeah, I mean, you know, believe 50% of what you hear or what you read. Don't believe everything. And especially if it's the media, because the media tends to focus on the more sensational stories and articles. You know, like I said, you know, it's easy to bash, for instance, the courts in the south of Thailand, in Koh Tao, for finding these Burmese guilty. But when it comes down to it, what the media is presenting might not be everything that people need to know or that is true. There may be some things that the media has not presented that would affect how people think about the verdict. I don't know myself. I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. And I wouldn't ever want to be in that kind of a situation, which is a good reason to stay out of trouble, which is why I try my best to stay out of trouble and steer away from people. And this is one other reason why somebody said something about me, somebody wrote me today and said something about being antisocial. It's not that I'm antisocial. It's not necessarily that I hate people. It's that I pick the people I'm around very carefully, because I don't want to just meet some guy who comes over, "Hey, man, I want to pick your brain. Can I give you I buy you a cup of coffee, I buy you some dinner, man. Why don't you come up and meet with me?" And I don't know the guy. I mean, you know, it's the first time he's ever written me. I tend to shy away from meetings like that, because I don't know the person, and I don't necessarily want to be in a position where maybe this guy's carrying some speed and the police have been following him or something, and the next thing you know, I'm going to jail because I just happen to be sitting there having dinner with the fucking guy. Or because maybe the guy's a fucking fruitcake. And there have been a couple of people that definitely were way out there. And I mean, I know I'm harsh on people sometimes. And the truth is that while I may say some guy's a chowderhead or a dummy or this or that, in many cases the guy is either uninformed or lazy or he just, for some reason, his thinking is off in this particular area. It doesn't necessarily mean that that particular person is stupid. So, you know, when I'm harsh sometimes, it's to get the point across. It's not necessarily that I truly believe the person is a complete idiot. But there have been a couple of people who have been absolute loons. They have been off their fucking rocker crazy. And when I say to them, "No, I don't want to meet with you," you know, it's nothing personal. It's I don't feel like putting myself in that position for a number of reasons. It's because, as I've said several times, I enjoy my life here. I like being able. I make a video. If I don't want to make a video, I don't make a video. If I want to make a video, I make a video. If I want to go shoot photos, I go shoot photos. If I want to go to Nepal, I go to Nepal. If I want to go to Cambodia, I go to Cambodia. If I want to go to Vietnam, I go to Vietnam. I can do whatever I want. That's the thing. I have freedom. True freedom. You know, and a lot of people, or at least I have more freedom than many people do. And when people can say to me, "Hey, I understand what you're talking about. I've got that kind of freedom too." Well, that's fantastic. I think that's what people, in my opinion, that is one goal in life to aspire to be able to have the freedom to wake up when you want, go somewhere when you want, do what you want. And money, which is often a factor, well, it's always a factor in life. But once you get to the point where you can take care of yourself and you're comfortable, it becomes less important. So that's something else to think about. But, you know, I mean, listen, I'm no genius. And while some people may think that I'm living a life and I'm an expert in this and I know all about the country and this, and the fact is I'm just a regular dude who over the years I've picked up experience in several different facets of life, and I'm older now, and I'm sure I'll be even wiser by the time I hit 60 or 70. That's generally what happens with people as they age. But I certainly don't think that I'm above or that much more intelligent than anybody else. And what I'm getting at is I don't believe that that the main reason why I'm here and I'm able to live here and I was able to move here is because I'm so much smarter than people. Because there's a hell of a lot of people that are much smarter than I am who have been unable to make a move here. And one of the guys was the guy who blew $90,000 on women a few years into my stay. And he was unable to do it. And he's a very intelligent guy, very accomplished, but yet he didn't have what was necessary to focus in on what he needed to stay here. And maybe he could have stayed here if he truly wanted to, but he didn't have the desire. Anybody can do it. That's my point. Anybody can do it. When I say don't sleep with a bar girl, I mean, you know, listen, I say it all the time. And yes, I know it gets redundant. It's all the time I'm saying this. But I say this for a reason, because there are many, many people who come here and they just think that, you know, when they hook up with some chick, that the girl, she's everything that she says she is. And they don't want to disbelieve. They want to believe. And, you know, they feel like, oh, well, you know, I mean, if she says that, I'm going to believe her. When the truth is that, you know, she's out trying to earn a buck. And you need to take it, everything she says, with a grain of salt. You know, so that's why that is brought up. And the other thing is that, you know, it really all it comes down to, it's not that difficult to come here, to move here, and it's really not. There are numerous people who have far less than I've had or have next to nothing, and somehow they manage to immigrate to a foreign country and make a life for themselves. So it's not that big of a deal. But for some reason, Thailand has a profound effect on men. Whether it is the copulation effect or the princess effect, you know, where the woman is put on a pedestal because, oh my God, she's so beautiful and so sweet and she's so polite. She could never do anything wrong. She could never be that kind of a girl. She's different. I don't care what you say. Whatever it might be, you know, it just, where am I going with this? I don't know, I'm rambling again, so I guess that means that it's time to boogie. It's time to call an end to this podcast. Hopefully I said some things that were enlightening, I hope. You know, sometimes I just get caught up in what I'm saying and, you know, I say what I say. So, until next time, I am Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok di lat jerkin mai.